Dishonour not your mothers, now attest that those whom you called fathers did beget you. Be copy now of men of grosser blood, and teach them how to war. And you, good yeomen, whose limbs were made in England, show us here the mettle of your pasture, and let us swear that you were worth your breeding, which I do not doubt. There is none of you so mean and base that hath not noble lustre in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, standing upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge, cry for the audio, the only, and the experience.
Hello, and welcome to a very impromptu and, what's the word I'm looking for? Angry version of the audio, the only, and the experience with me, your host, Metallica. Hey, welcome. Welcome, friends. Welcome, one and all. So, why am I angry? I have just watched the Nintendo Direct, and I've just seen the video footage of the remake for The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Correction. Link's Awakening. This was Link's Awakening.
And it has pissed me the fuck off. I love this game. This is like one of my favourite games of all time. I have a lot of childhood memories associated with this game, and it means a lot to me. And sadly, I've just had to watch that monstrosity that Nintendo have put out. So, I wasn't planning on starting a new game anytime soon. I really wanted to, make sure Police Nauts was Series 1. I wanted to get a good chunk of the way through it before I even thought about starting another game. And I have other games on the list that I want to play. But no, fuck you, Nintendo. Fuck you indeed. It's time for Link's Awakening. Now, here we go. I can see a nice 2D image. There's a boat going across the water. There's Link on the boat, and the boat gets struck by lightning. Oh no, fans. What's happening? Now, there's a lady walking along the beach. She stops. She picks up the pace. She's running. There's a beach. There's a big, all this mountain in the background and some beautiful palm trees. And she can see someone passed out on the beach. She leans over to him. She gives him a shake. He's got pointy ears. He's got a hat. Now the camera pans up. And we see the top of the mountain. And there's a huge egg inserted into the top of the mountain. And there it is, the iconic music. The Legend of Zelda. Link's Awakening. 1993, Nintendo. So I'm playing the Game Boy Color version of this, which is called Link's Awakening DX, which has a new secret dungeon. Oh, come on! How much better does that music sound? Unbelievable. Push start, player select, I've got three empty slots, I'm going to select one, and I'm going to call him Link, because that's his fucking name. I love this, the text all like italic, and in a really strange font, I'm not used to. Link. Push start. There's Link. 000. Select. Link's tossing and turning in his bed. The girl standing there worried. And there's a man over in the corner with a big nose. Link's getting up. Oh, what a relief. I thought you'd never wake up. You were tossing and turning. What? Zelda? Question mark? No, my name's Mari. You must still be feeling a little woozy. Are you... You are on... Oh, Koholint Island. K-O-H-O-L-I-N-T Island. Koholint Island. No idea, folks. I've jumped out of bed. I've now got control, and she's following me around the room. I'll speak to her. Follow the lane south to reach the beach where I found you. Since you washed ashore, lots of nasty monsters have been in the area. So be careful, okay? Hey, what are you doing in my chest? Where'd you learn to do such a thing? Oh, I remember this game. Well, Link, you finally snapped out of it. Name's Tarin. I don't know, I'm doing an Australian accent. This is dedicated to you, Daniel Kay. Hope you're feeling better. What? How do I know your name? You think it's weird, eh? Well, I saw it on the back of this shield. Hey! Got your shield back. You can use it to flip enemies. Hey, ah, oh, yes, that's it. So you equip, you got A and B buttons, and you can equip items to those buttons. Wow, this looks pretty heavy. You won't be able to lift it with just your bare hands. And there's no items in these things. Okay, let's go outside. Ah, oh, it's a chicken. There's a chicken. Oh, I can attack the chickens. Oh my god, what's the same? Oh, it's a telephone room. Okay, so like a classic Zelda, you just go from screen to screen. Bing, bing. Hello, it's me, Eurelia. Eurelia, ask about anything on the island. If you get lost, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. I don't think it's not showing up as being very loud on my recording device, but I just need to turn it down because it's so loud in my ear. Give me a call back. Bye. Click. Link, check the chest. Wow, this is a nice chest. Hey. Bye, bye. Okay, so she said to me there's a shop there, but I can't get into it because of all the bushes. There's a dog. There's all the bushes that was in that bloody video. There's a shop that I can get into. She said follow... Oh, there's the wind clock. Man, I'm pretty sure as well in that Nintendo Direct, it looked like all they'd done is just record, like, the first bits of the game. Oh, the man and his baby! Yep, those are my boys. I'm Papal. Pleased to meet ya. I'll be lost in the hills later, so you keep a lookout for me, yeah? Because they all look alike, even I'm sometimes confused. By the way, do you know Yoshi? My baby keeps on asking for a Yoshi doll, and I don't know what to do about it. Oh, I remember that mission, you have to get a Yoshi doll and come back. Right, okay, they're still clicking the pots, they're pretty heavy. Alright, so I'm going to head south to the beach. So again, with Zelda game, I'm going from screen to screen. Every screen is something different. Oh, there's the big ball! The big guy! It's like a big, it's almost like there's a dog flying around the screen, and then there's like a Bowser ball thing from Mario, which is attached to a chain, and it's just hopping around. And it's like the pet of this house. Oh, I love this game. Oh, it's two kids playing ball with each other. They're throwing it over the path as you walk around with some butterflies. This game is just beautiful. Torobono Shores. Man, I want to go to the shores because I'm sure that's where my sword is located. Oh, there's an enemy. Gotta avoid him. Doing backflips down to the beach. Can't go that way. I'll have to go this way. Avoiding the enemies as I go. Here we go. Ah, there's things after me. Right, I'm onto the beach. Ah, there's loads of things after me. Oh, he hit me. I'm down to two and a bit stars now. Oh, there's my sword. Oh, yes, and I can move that guy out of the way. Oh, an owl's just suddenly appeared. Hoot, hoot. Are you the lad who owns the sword? Now I understand why the monsters are starting to act so violently. A courageous lad has come to wake the windfish. What? The windfish, you say? It is said that you cannot leave the island unless you wake the windfish. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You should now go north to the mysterious forest. Hoot, hoot. I will wait for you there. Hoot. Thanks, Mr. Owl. Ba-bomb, and I picked up my sword. Ha! Now, where's that guy who bumped into me? It must be yours, because it has your name engraved on it. Oh, this game is awesome. So, yeah, and I killed that thing. Oh, yeah, so you hold down A, charge your sword, and Link does a big spin attack. Whoosh! Ha-ha! So, yeah, you've got a nice beach level, and now the Link music has kicked in. So these things thought they could hit me earlier and take my hearts away. I will kill you all. Yeah, screw you, Nintendo. This is the best game ever. Or one of. Yeah, I'm gonna kill stuff. Beware of sea urchins. Don't touch them with your bare hands. Yes. Oh, it's just... Yeah, I'm gonna kill shit. Okay. Well, folks, like I said, this is a very much impromptu episode of the Audio Only Experience. I shall continue my Zelda quest at some point. God, this game is so much fun. Oh, an acorn. An acorn. I forgot what acorns do. I want to get it quick. You've got a guardian acorn. It will reduce the damage you take by half. Awesome. Oh, just while that music's going. It's like a special thing, isn't it? Okay. I'm not too worried about it. Yeah.
There's two boys playing ball again. Oh man, right. I could just talk about this, but I think I'll have to. The room, the library, Atlas of Conan Island. You can move the cursor and look up the name of the place. Do you want to look at the map? I'm gonna look. I'll make this the end of the episode. Oh, there we go. Oh man, so many memories. So yeah, most of the places have question marks over them. Doesn't know too much about them. I assume if I go to place I've been, there we go. There's a shop. It'll tell me what it is. Okay, so yeah, it's a good way to find it. But there's the wind egg right at the top. Oh, there's another shop. Oh, so it has the shop locations. It just doesn't know all the other stuff. But, oh man, I remember this game so well. So well. I can't wait to dive into this a bit more. But yes, I'll have to just, I'll have to learn how to let's play a Link Zelda game. You know, be quiet when I need to be quiet and talk when I need to talk. I got my heart back. And now I'm going to fall down this hole into the well. Oh, there's an extra big heart. Yes, I've got a piece of heart. Oh, it's a quarter of a heart. So I need four of those to make up the other stuff. Oh, and I used to be able to dig up these skeleton bones as well. Oh, man. And there you go, back up to the surface. Okay, and I'm pretty much back in the town where I started. And I can now destroy all this grass. Yes. Yes, I can attack the chicken. Now, I won't do it this time. Sorry, hit the chicken. But you can destroy the chickens. And then an army of chickens will come after you. It's great fun. Whee! Oh, shell. You found a secret seashell. You can collect a lot of these. Something good is bound to happen. Oh, I forgot about the shell mini quest. And the Yoshi mini quest. Man. This is going to be a fun audio experience. Anyway, just clearing up these bushes, getting some rupees, and yeah, I will speak to you guys another day. So yeah, I'm going to sign off. In the world of Link, I am the windfish, and you can't hurt me, Nintendo, with your lies.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ probablywork for more of our questionable content.